one of the big stories of the evening. Pfizer and BioNTech say that they are developing a COVID-19 booster shot meant to target the Delta variant as concerns rise about the highly transmissible strain that's already the dominant form of the disease in the United States. Pfizer will seek U.S. regulators' okay for that third vaccine dose, saying it will boost protection against the Delta variant. Let's go live tonight on Skype to Dr. Monica Gandhi, infectious disease expert with the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Gandhi, you spend many of your waking hours studying COVID, reading other people's research as well. Are booster shots needed?
I do not think they are, actually. And the interesting thing is, I feel like we're sort of forgetting immunology in the sense that what happens in a vaccine-induced response is you have antibodies that are produced, and that's just one arm of the immune system. They come from B cells. But you also have T cells that are produced that actually work against all the variants. And then you even have what are called memory B cells. We've even proven that with the vaccines, with Pfizer itself. And those memory B cells go and hide out. And when they ever see a variant again, they come out and produce antibodies. Your antibodies are going to go down with time. If we had every antibody that we'd ever seen in our life to every infection, our blood would be thick as paste. So antibodies are going to go down. That's okay. That's natural. That's normal. But it doesn't mean the vaccines need another booster.
Now, with the caveat that we never want to sensationalize, are you suggesting this is an effort by the drug maker to boost its profits without much basis in science?
What you just said sounds very accurate to me. I will say something very fair. When we look at the Delta variant around the United States, who is getting the Delta variant? Who is in the hospital? Who is getting sick? Very much, unfortunately, the unvaccinated. And it is absolutely what President Biden said is completely on target. We have to figure out how to get people the vaccine and also convince people if we haven't done a good enough job in doing that. But no, people who are vaccinated are not sick in the hospital with the Delta variant. People worldwide are sick because they don't have the vaccine. So we don't need another third dose. And yes, I am concerned about a profit motive.
Now, does Pfizer have some legitimate research that's backing up its efforts here?
The interesting thing about what you just said is literally just today in Nature magazine was published something antithetical to this. Which is that after two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, you get the right amount of neutralizing antibodies that you need to conquer the Delta variant. And just yesterday in the New England Journal, same study, different group of studiers, but showed the same thing, that you get enough neutralizing antibodies with the Delta variant with two doses of the vaccine. So to have it come out when these two studies say they don't need a third dose, to me, is very strange.
And finally, we don't want to leave out the roughly 12 million, and probably more now, 12 million people that got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You don't hear a lot about whether it's doing a good job protecting us, is it?
Well, the good thing about the Johnson & Johnson is just last week, right after the White House task force meeting where Dr. Fauci had been hinting at this, Johnson & Johnson came out with good data that showed it has strong neutralizing antibodies against the Delta variant. It was just last Monday. So, and then we are not seeing more breakthrough infections in this country among those who got the Johnson & Johnson with the Delta variant. So putting those two together, I think it's working.
Thank you very much for the update. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Monica Gandhi, live on WTOP, infectious disease expert with the University of California, San Francisco.